Chapter 7, How to Deal with Passive-Aggressive Behavior in the Family. Families can display the characteristics of passive-aggressive behavior from time to time. But what about the family member who is a passive-aggressive? If you are part of a tight or a close-knit family, then it is hard to keep everyone happy all at once. You'll need to know the origins of the passive family member and whether or not they're aware of their disorder, if you're going to attempt to make a positive change to their life. If the passive-aggressive relative is aware of their disorder, then you can try to work with them to bring about a team effort, which is a great way to start effectively communicating in ways that demonstrate your caring nature and your enthusiasm in helping them through their challenge. Always remember to record the slightest difference in attitude and behavior with the passive-aggressive and bring it to their attention, especially if it is a positive change that's occurred. This will enlighten them. A great way to remain calm when in their company would be to put yourself in their shoes, as this will build empathy and will help to keep you focused on achieving a positive outcome when you least want to continue such a demanding and challenging task. To be able to understand their mindset will require considerable amounts of patience and foresight, both of which will be easily obtained with enough follow-through. Things become a little more testing when there are other family members who do not share your level of enthusiasm and will actively seek to argue or punish the passive-aggressive relative. They do this because of a lack of understanding, and so they must be helped to see the constructive side of your intentions to help and support your relative, and how the end result is for everyone to benefit, ensuring them that your methods are not linked to any kind of favoritism, but instead are directed as a positive and beneficial result for all. There are much benefit of getting the other, more aggressive and less tolerant family members to see your intentions for what they really are. Their agreement would halve the difficulty surrounding the situation on a whole. And as the old cliche goes, many hands make light work. This is true, to say the least. A team effort, especially where loved ones are involved, halves the burden that one individual would have to carry alone. Even with all the good intent, the task would be draining and demanding, but more manageable when shared. Also, another mind will see the situation from a different angle, and this helps with creativity and new input. Families know each other in ways that friends and colleagues do not. They know certain home truths that others don't know. They have more years growing with the family trends that friends and colleagues miss out on, and they usually are there at times when nobody else is. Consistency in families can often be easier to develop naturally and are less strained due to the family type of ethos. Many families have experienced much together, and so their bond is often more stronger than other households. The passive-aggressive relative will find it easier to manipulate certain other relatives. But, as mentioned before, a team effort that consists of love, patience, and understanding will quite often override any passivity. Eventually, replacing the habit of this disorder, bringing the family closer, with renewed strength and determination that is earned by maintaining a diligent and positive attitude that is always consistent and optimistic.